Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to build something that has real attitude. A ragga vocal cut that swings like a jungle break, not just a vocal sitting on top of the track, but a vocal that feels like part of the rhythm section. That's the goal. We want it to live inside the groove, hit like a hook, and still leave space for the drums and bass to do their job. This works especially well in jungle rollers, darker half-step D&B, dance floor jungle and stripped back club tracks. Anywhere you want personality, movement, and a bit of swagger without cluttering the low end. This technique is money. The big idea is simple. A ragga cut can do three jobs at once. It can inject character. It can lock into the swing of the break. And it can create tension and call and response with the drums and bass without needing a full melodic hook. That's why this technique shows up so often in serious drum and bass records. It's musical, but it's also functional. So let's build it properly inside Ableton Live 12. Start with a vocal phrase that already has attitude. You want something short, rhythmic, and full of strong consonants. Ragga cuts work best when the sample has built-in groove identity. Think sharp T's, K's, P's, D's, little bursts of energy, and a phrase that can be split into a few useful chunks. If it's too smooth or too wordy, it usually won't click with a break. When you found the right sample, drag it into an audio track and trim it down to the most useful one or two bars. Don't overthink it yet. Just find the bit that carries the most personality. What to listen for here is very simple. Does the phrase have shape, and can it breathe around the drums? If it feels like a full vocal performance that needs lots of space, it's probably not the right cut for this job. You want something that can act like percussion as much as vocals. Now warp it for the groove, not for perfect speech. That's a big one. In Ableton, turn warp on and test the mode. For short, rhythmic ragga material, beats mode often works really well because it keeps the sample feeling chopped and percussive. If the vocal needs to stay a little more natural, Complex Pro can be the better choice. But for jungle-style bounce, I often lean toward beats because that rougher edge helps the vocal sit like part of the kit. Set the transient feel in a sensible place, keep the clip tight, and then move the phrase around the bar. Don't lock everything dead on grid too early. In jungle and ragga D&B, a vocal that lands slightly late can feel heavier and more syncopated. Sometimes that little bit of drag is exactly what gives it swagger. What to listen for now is whether the phrase feels glued to the bar without sounding rigid. If it starts sounding watery, smeared, or pitchy, that usually means the stretch is too extreme or the segment is too long. In that case, shorten the phrase or choose a better chop. Once the timing feels good, slice the phrase into playable chunks. A strong approach is to make three rolls from one sample. One main cut that carries the idea, one answer cut that responds, and one accent cut, maybe a breath, a tail, or a sharp exclamation. This is where the arrangement starts to feel written, not just looped. The main cut should be strong enough to hold attention for a full bar. The supporting cuts should add movement without competing with it. That's what makes the part feel like a hook instead of a vocal loop dropped on top. Why this works in D&B is because the drums and bass are already dense. The break is doing a lot. The bass is doing a lot. So if the vocal is too full, it fights the track. But if you slice it into smaller rolls, it can punch through and still leave space. That's the real trick. Now place the vocal against the break with swing in mind. Don't just line it up perfectly with the grid and call it done. Put the drum loop or break running first, then bring the vocal in and let it interact with that pocket. A useful approach is to put the main cut on beat 1 or just after it, then place the answer chop somewhere like the end of 2, or beat 2 and a half, or the end of 3. The accent can land just before or just after a snare hit. That push and pull is what makes it feel alive. What to listen for here is whether the vocal is dancing with the break, or fighting it. Does it create motion between the drum hits? Does the snare still feel like the anchor? If the vocal lands right on top of the snare transient and suddenly the groove feels flatter, move it a few milliseconds. Sometimes a tiny nudge is enough to completely change the feel. Now let's process the stack with intention. Keep the main cut focused and clear. A good chain for that is EQ8, saturator, and compressor. First, high pass the vocal to clean out low junk. Usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a solid starting point, though you may need to go higher if the sample is thick. Then add a bit of saturator to bring density and grit. Not too much, just enough to give it presence. Then use a light compressor to control the peaks without flattening the articulation. For the supporting chops, make them feel more like rhythmic punctuation. A chain like auto filter, echo, and utility works nicely. Use auto filter to narrow or darken the tone. Use a short tempo locked echo throw for movement, and keep the stereo width controlled, or even center focused, so the lead vocal stays solid. That separation matters. The main vocal needs mid-range weight and identity. The answer and accent layers should feel like motion, not another lead line. That keeps the drums and bass clear. Here's a key mixing point. Don't overwiden the main vocal. The core phrase should stay mostly mono or near mono so it stays strong in club systems. You can widen a secondary texture layer if you want, but the main identity should remain centered. If the hook loses its punch in mono, it's too wide. Now let's build jungle swing with timing, not just quantization. Ableton's groove tools can help, but the best results usually come from combining groove with manual nudging. If your break already has a natural swing, let the vocal borrow that feel. You can apply a light groove if needed, but don't rely on it alone. A small manual delay on the second chop can make it lean into the snare in a really musical way. You can also shorten the tail so the phrase stays clipped and rhythmic. And think in bar language. A 4-bar loop is usually the sweet spot. Bar 1 is the statement. Bar 2 is the answer. Bar 3 is the variation. Bar 4 is the turnaround or the pause. That gives you a clean phrase that still feels like part of a DJ-friendly section. If the vocal is already bouncing naturally with the break, stop there. Don't keep tweaking just because you can. If you can nod your head to it and it feels like a proper part of the groove, you're in the right place. Nice work. Next, give the rag a cut some movement with filtering and automation. This is how you make it feel arranged instead of just looped. Try starting with a slightly filtered sound in the intro or pre-drop, then opening it up across the first bars of the drop. You can close it down again before a fill or impact to create contrast. A high-pass movement from around 150 to 300 Hz can thin the vocal out and make it more percussive. Or a low-pass sweep from around 8 or 10 kHz down to 4 or 6 kHz can give you a darker, dubwise feel. Use movement with restraint. A little goes a long way. What to listen for now is whether the vocal is helping the track evolve across the phrase. Does it feel like it's answering the drums, then opening up, then pulling back? If yes, that's the kind of subtle arrangement motion that makes DNB feel alive. Now bring everything into context with drums and bass. This is the real test. Soloed vocals can lie to you. The full loop tells the truth. Play the kick, snare, break, sub, bassline, and vocal together. Listen closely for two things. First, does the vocal mask the snare crack somewhere in that 2 to 5 kHz zone? Second, does the bass lose clarity when the vocal is too full in the mids? If the vocal and snare are fighting, dip a little around that snare presence zone with EQ8, or reduce the vocal clip gain instead of compressing harder. If the vocal and bass are clashing, thin the low mids more aggressively and keep the sub dominant. Usually the problem is not the whole vocal. It's just a little too much body in the wrong place. This is also where you protect mono compatibility. The main cut should remain strong in the center. If you've got a wire echo layer or a filtered duplicate, that's fine. But the core phrase has to survive on a big system and in a DJ mix. Club speakers will expose anything flimsy very quickly. At this point, you can choose the flavor. If you want raw jungle pressure, keep the vocal clip shorter, let the consonants stay rough, and use less echo. Make it hit like a percussive stab. If you want deeper club hypnosis, use a slightly longer tail, more filtered repeats, and let the cut sit behind the snare a little more often. Both are valid. It just depends on whether your track needs impact or mood. One thing I really want to stress is tail management. In DNB, the end of the phrase causes more trouble than the start. Trim dead air, fade tails by hand if you need to, and make sure the next snare can hit clean. That alone can turn a messy vocal idea into something that sounds professionally arranged. And here's a smart move. Once you find the version that works, commit it to Audino. Print the best chop. Consolidate it. Stop chasing micro variations forever. In drum and bass, arrangements can stall because producers keep tweaking the same 4 bars instead of moving the track forward. Printing the vocal forces a decision and helps you build a real section. From there, use the printed version as the base for your intro tease, your first drop hook, your turnaround fill, and a stripped back outro version. For the second drop, change just one thing. Maybe a different chop order. Maybe a darker filter. Maybe a reverse tail into the snare. That's enough to create progression while keeping the identity of the hook intact. A few quick pro reminders before we wrap up. Treat the vocal like a rhythmic lead, not a decorative sample. Keep one layer dirty and one layer cleaner if you need extra clarity. Use saturation in stages rather than smashing it all at once. And if the vocal is already reacting properly with the break and the snare, commit earlier than you think. So let's recap. We started with a raga phrase that had attitude and strong consonants. We warped it for groove, not perfect speech. We sliced it into a main cut, an answer, and an accent. We placed it against the break so it swung with the drums instead of sitting rigidly on the grid. We processed the lead and supporting chops differently, kept the main phrase mostly mono, controlled the low end, and used filtering to make the part evolve across the phrase. That's the whole game: rhythm, roll, and restraint.